Good morning. Leftover moisture trapped in the low levels of the atmosphere produced locally dense fog overnight, especially with temperatures above freezing in a lot of places over the new snowpack that we picked up early yesterday morning. So visibilities are down in most cases less than 2 miles, and in some cases less than 1 mile. So use extra caution as you head out early this morning due to the lack of visibility. We also have a disturbance rotating around a deep trough in the mid-Atlantic region, producing a storm system well off the eastern seaboard. The combination of the upper level energy and the moisture along with this storm off the coast will produce spotty, light, freezing drizzle, eventually some scattered rain and snow showers during the day today in many locations. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy and it will be damp, with readings starting in the upper 20s and lower 30s, then reaching the upper 30s to around 40 for daytime highs. Eventually, high pressure will build in tonight and clouds will tend to break up. It's going to be a tough process this time of year, though, so we'll go with partly to mostly cloudy skies overnight with lows back into the mid-20s. This will set us up for what looks to be probably the best day of the week. On Thursday, we'll have sunshine for a good portion of the day, giving way to some increasing clouds later on as a new front approaches. Although it will be dry during the day on Thursday, highs will reach the lower to mid-40s. That front will draw closer with showers developing on Thursday night, and rain showers are likely on Friday morning as high temperatures with a southerly breeze surge into the upper 40s to around 50. Behind this front, the wind will flip around to the northwest and temperatures will start to drop late Friday and Friday night. This will set us up for a dry start to the weekend and somewhat cooler air. We will have a good amount of sunshine on Saturday, and high temperatures will reach into the lower 40s. The next system will quickly be on its heels, though, and clouds will increase Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. And as another wave of low pressure tracks up the eastern seaboard, we run the risk of more rain and snow showers on Sunday, especially in the morning, closer to the coast. High temperatures on Sunday afternoon will be around the 40-degree mark. We'll dry it out again and warm it up behind this system with a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday of next week. Highs will start to climb through the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, low pressure over the central high plains will move into the Great Lakes by Thursday morning, and this system will produce rain and snow over parts of the northern plains and into the upper Mississippi Valley. Elsewhere, as high pressure slides across the northern Rockies, it'll set up a favorable pressure gradient for strong northerly winds across the northern and central parts of California. The wind will reach 15 to 35 miles per hour with higher gusts in terrain-favored areas. At the same time, the humidity values will fall to around 15% during peak heating, and with dry fuels in place across the region, an elevated and critical wildfire risk has been issued over the region. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 25 degrees with a northeast wind at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 14 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1.5 miles visibility with drizzle and fog, 34 degrees, the dew point 31, 89% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches and rising. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and breezy in the upper 40s, Boston cloudy with scattered showers in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a few rain showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low, 34, the average temperature, 36, that's 3 degrees below normal. 99 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 1.5 inches of snow. For the month now, 2.1 inches was right on normal to this point in the month. And 2.1 inches for the season is 7-tenths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees. The average low, 31. The record high, 72, set in 1991. And the record low, 6, in 1986. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:28 p.m., 9 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with spotty freezing drizzle, rain, and snow showers today, and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few rain showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers possible today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and possible snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and possible snow showers today, and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, lower to mid-40s. Rain showers likely on Friday morning, temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50 early in the afternoon, then becoming breezy with falling temperatures during the latter portion of the day. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Saturday, lower 40s. A chance of rain and snow showers, especially closer to the coast on Sunday, near 40. And a mix of sun and clouds mid-40s Monday and upper 40s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.